Chinese government is demanding that India stop provocations committed by Indian soldiers and withdraw troops who've illegally trespassed into Chinese territory. The Indian troops entered a mountain area in China after illegally crossing the line of actual control at the border between the two countries. They also fired warning shots to threaten Chinese Border Patrol personnel who went forward for negotiations, forcing the latter to take countermeasures. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Jelly Jan urged the Indian side to strictly discipline frontline troops and punish those who fired the shots to prevent such incidents from happening again. China's announced multiple scientific findings from the Chang'e 4 lunar probe. They include findings on the surface conditions on the far side of the moon. Also, the International Astronomical Union has approved the naming of an asteroid after Wu Weiren, chief designer of the Chang'e lunar program. Campaigning's officially begun for the top post of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party. Three candidates are vying for the position to succeed Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who's stepping down due to a recurrent health issue. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga says the biggest job for the new Prime Minister will be to revive the economy. LDP Policy Chief Fumio Kishida says he wants to ensure that Japan will play a bigger role in addressing global challenges. Former Defense Minister Shigeru Ishiba says he wants to chart a direction away from Abe's policies. The new prime minister will be announced next Wednesday. Two panels of the U.S. House of Representatives are investigating recent soldier deaths at Fort Hood in Texas. The probe was launched days after 25-year-old Private Carlton Chi collapsed during physical fitness training and died. The tank crewman was reportedly the 28th soldier who's died at the base this year. The panels are requesting all medical and administrative records and communications between Fort Hood leadership, military police, the Army Criminal Investigation Division, and other documents related to the soldiers' deaths by October the 2nd. U.S. President Donald Trump's net worth has dropped by an estimated $600 million U.S. dollars to $2.5 billion since last September. The president slipped 64 places to number 339 on Forbes' new list of the 400 richest Americans. His real estate properties depreciated by $450 million. However, his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida, increased by $10 million over the year. Trump's personal assets fell by a combined $18 million in value. Forbes has attributed the decline to the coronavirus pandemic battering industries in which Trump holds his biggest assets, including office buildings, hotels, golf courses, and clubs. The International Olympic Committee and Japanese organizers are trying to convince the public that the postponed Tokyo Olympic Games will take place next year. This week, IOC member John Coates, who's overseeing the Tokyo Olympics, said the Games will happen next year, despite the pandemic. Cristiano Ronaldo scored his 100th goal for Portugal in a 2-0 Nations League win against Sweden. The 35-year-old netted a powerful free kick to make the milestone and then struck again. Ronaldo joins Iran's Ali Daei as the only male player to reach 100 goals in internationals. He needs 8 more goals to equal the record of 109 goals. The world's first 3,200-megapixel digital photos have been taken by the imaging sensors of the world's largest digital camera being assembled at Stanford University. They're the largest photos ever taken in a single shot and were captured during a test for the focal plane of the camera. The SUV-sized camera can spot a golf ball from as far away as 24 kilometers.